गुड इवनिंग संदीप जी, थैंक
गुड इवनिंग।
यू सो मच फॉर गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी योर कोच टुडे। आई विश टू इन्फॉर्म यू दैट आई वुड लाइक टू रिकॉर्ड दिस सेशन फॉर माई एकेडमिक पर्पज़ फॉर आई सी एफ ए सर्टिफिकेशन। कैन आई हैव योर परमिशन?
या दैट इज फाइन।
थैंक यू सो मच। बिफोर वी बिगेन आई वुड लाइक टू इन्वाइट यू फॉर यू नो टू बी रेडी फॉर दिस सेशन एंड टेक अ कपल ऑफ सेकेंड्स। Take a deep breath and let me know once you are ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Sandeep ji, what would you like to discuss today?
So what I want to discuss is, like, just to give you a background, I am a I have a great love for learning and reading, and so one of the things is that, I have discovered, over a period of time, that I like to read a lot. I mean, read a lot means I like to read on a variety of topics. And somehow that comes in the way of, my able, and that is my guess, that is what I'm thinking, I've been pondering about is that, perhaps that is one of the reasons why I am not able to finish books, somewhere. So I have been experimenting with this, let's say, let me put it like this, that I've been trying to experiment with
Recording in
balancing, my breadth and width of reading, basically. So basically reading, because whenever I try to read a book, I find it very challenging to, complete that book. So I accepted that, maybe I need to also, allow myself to read. But somehow that balance is not coming, and that's a struggle I'm continuously going through. And that's something I want to discuss with you, basically balancing that breadth and width.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Am I clearly audible? Actually, there's an echo of my own voice.
Yeah.
Since there's a
Is there one more device that's on around you?
Yeah, I've done that because the voice is coming very less in the one which I'm doing. Just give me a second, yeah? I'm so sorry about this problem. I'm so sorry about the network problem. So yes, Sandeep ji, I hear that you like reading books. I hear that you want to have the balance of having a breath and in reading your book.
Yeah, balance between breadth and width, basically.
Balance
Sorry,
between
between
breath and
breadth and depth. Sorry.
Depth. Okay, I have not captured that. Okay. So Sandeep ji, tell me more about breath and depth.
Yeah, so breadth is like, so I think so my I want to read full books, but I think somewhere I able to hold myself for a long duration, to read a book, because every book will take some time to read, and I think my interests are so varied that I'm not able to hold myself, and so yeah, so reading a book would be like, the depth and going into the subject in detail, and but breadth is like reading a varied topics, I mean, there is no topic that I don't like reading, but I mean, I can't read all the books. That's what I discovered the hard way, because I think somewhere I started finding that books were piling up, and the books were piling up, and it was becoming a challenge. So I think I somewhere said, okay, maybe I started reading, maybe summaries or newspaper articles, or maybe reading a few pages, or articles, so on a number of topics. But somehow I'm not able to get that balance, because and that is something I'm trying to explore today.
Okay. Sandeep, you tell me more about balance.
Yeah, so I think balance is a so balance is when I feel content, because I think somewhere in this struggle to maintain this balance, I think either I stop reading a book, in depth, and think about implementing, because I mean, so that somewhere I lose that, and then I feel frustrated, that I have not read the book, and I end up reading on a number of topics, and ultimately what is it giving me? And if I don't read, and if I start reading the book, and I somewhere, in that excitement to read the book, and in the desire to finish the book, I have to finish the book, I stop looking at other areas, and then I struggle with that. I struggle with that, and I start feeling dissatisfied, and then I get bored, and then I want to somewhere put that book on the side, and it starts creating a source of, stress for me. I think anything when I start doing in, so I'm not able to get that balance, and I'm somehow been trying to identify how do I get that balance. That's always always there is, this feeling that I'm ending up with, oh, I didn't do justice. Maybe whether it was on reading a book, or so, there are spurts when I go on one side, and there are spurts when I go on the other side.
So many thoughts, Sandeep ji, you have while you share so many, your thought on sharing and reading your and getting those experiences. Well, I hear that, you want to get content. I also hear that you want to maintain the balance of in-depth as well as the pace at which you're reading.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I think somewhere maybe I'm trying to determine that space which can help me balance the two and, maybe get a sense of satisfaction.
Okay.
Yes, perhaps. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to feel, I mean, it's such a horrible feeling to, always feel, oh, I didn't do justice to that, I didn't do justice to that. I mean, when the books start piling up, again, I feel dissatisfied.
As you share this, how would you rather be?
Yeah, I mean, I want to feel happy on both the sides, and
You said I
I
want.
want to feel happy on both the sides. I don't want to, maybe end the day or end the week, feeling that, oh, I didn't do justice to that. And I mean, justice means, I mean, justice is like, contentment, I can say, just like you eat food, For me, reading is like food, It's like an exercise, maybe, for someone like a who's running, a person who loves running. But for me, if I don't do that, I mean, I feel a sense of discontentment somewhere inside, So, yeah, I want to feel content and at the end of the day or a week, that, yeah, I think I have ensured that right balance.
I hear that you want to feel justice you did while you finish your book. I hear feeling of contentment. That's very beautiful thought you have. It seems you are exploring how you can seek a balance and to finish your book as per the expectation you have.
I'm seeking a balance how to finish a book. I mean, I'm trying to, it's like, they say, I want to, okay, let me put it like this. I want to ensure a healthy balance of reading a book and finishing it, and at the same time, not stop, reading on a varied variety of topics. I mean, the topics is endless, from politics to environment to science or engineering to anything, I mean.
So I hear Sandeep ji two things. One is that you want to have a balance while you are reading a book, and also you want to read variety of other topics.
Yeah, basically I want to have a healthy mix, and I'm trying to explore how I can get that healthy mix, I mean.
What are
So
we
that,
exploring today then?
yeah, so I'm looking at, I'm just trying to see, what is that I need to do so that I can get a healthy mix of both these readings, So that at the end of the day, I feel content. I feel happy.
Tell me more about healthy mix.
Yeah. So healthy mix is, as I mentioned, that, that there is always a struggle, between concentrating on reading a book and finishing it off, that speed. So I mean, I'm not doing that, but there was a time when I would take a book of fiction and whole night I would read till I completed that book, but right now it's more subject matter books. But so yeah, I mean, but when I start doing that, I lose my touch with the breadth, which is like reading on a variety of topics. And that variety is what also gives me energy. And that energy, if I don't get energy both sides, I feel dissatisfied. So either, I mean, they're like, two wheels of the bicycle, maybe.
Okay. I hear reading a book is important with the finishing it with the speed. I also hear you want to read variety so that it gives the energy to you. It seems you are exploring how you can have a balance between reading a book and also exploring to have a more variety of topics.
Yeah, basically, yes. I'm trying to find a balance between finishing a book or reading a book and reading on a variety of topics.
So Sandeep ji, when you say balancing, what does that mean to you?
So balancing would mean is balancing would be balancing is, when you feel you've got best of both the worlds. I mean, balancing is when you feel, when you're content, reading the diverse interests. Yeah.
What makes balancing important now?
What makes balancing important? I mean, it's very important. I think it's a constant chatter that is always going on in my mind. I mean, you've not done you the books are piling. My wife keeps saying you love buying books. You don't read them, and I also feel dissatisfied. But if I don't do the other side, I think if I don't do that, then I feel dissatisfied.
I hear reading books and finishing it is very, very important. I hear sense of satisfaction which comes once you finish reading it. So Sandeep ji, when you say content, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. So content is like, a big satisfaction. Satisfaction that I have. Read enough. I mean, I'm moving. Basically, there is a progress that is happening, and I've utilized my time, and I mean, I have explored my interest sufficiently, I can say. I think just like when you eat, for example, like my sweets, I mean, the sweets are, when you eat the sweets, you feel content, you know, you feel satisfied. And I think, I mean, I get that same feeling of joy and satisfaction. I mean, it fuels my thinking and gives me some happiness, a lot of happiness, in fact.
I hear so many positive thoughts coming in with the word getting content. So I hear a big satisfaction. I hear a progress which you get, and I hear a feeling of satisfaction and joy and a happiness. Wow. So, Sandeep ji, what makes this being content important now?
What makes this being content important? I mean, yeah, I think this is the time when, I mean, I have, you know, I have now moved away from full-time work, you know, and this is now is the time when I have to explore my interests and hobbies of reading, and what better time to you know, utilize maybe, you know, all that I have in my cupboards and, you know, that is there in stock.
Okay, I hear that, being content is exploring your hobbies and utilizing your time in a rightful manner.
Yeah.
Great. So, Sandeep ji, what would being content will bring to you apart from the happiness which you have already shared?
I think content will also give me a satisfaction of progress, you know. Sense of utilization of time, effectively, I'll say. Otherwise, I think I end up feeling that I'm wasting my time, and yeah.
So I hear sense of satisfaction. I hear utilization of time.
Yeah.
What is the big or purposefulness of being content in your life?
What is the purpose of contentment in life? I think it's I mean, as far as books is concerned, I mean, it is it is my fuel, you know. It fuels my thinking, it fuels me, it keeps me alive as a human being, you know. I mean, yeah, I think it gives me immense happiness, which I mentioned to you before, I think. But I mean, it's a huge source of you know, moving forward in life. I mean, I'll say it's, I think it's an unfulfilled desire for which the time has come now. You know, all the time I was working, and you know, there was always a challenge, you know, but if now I can finish it, if I now I can't do it, I mean, then time will never come, you know. I mean, I think that is some thought that has always been going on in my mind, you know.
So I hear a very beautiful thing that fuel to your thinking.
Yeah.
And I also hear that, it will keep you alive and it will give you more happiness. and you would like to use this time which you always desired for reading.
Yeah.
What is the useful outcome for you in this conversation today, Sandeep ji?
So I think the constraints of time and with the constraints of time and how do I ensure that healthy mix of breadth and width, so sorry, breadth and depth, so that I leave my day or I live a life full of happiness and contentment.
Okay. I hear healthy mix of breadth and depth. I hear life full of happiness and being content.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sandeep ji, what needs to shift in your perspective to get a healthy mix?
That's a very challenging question, I mean, for me. So, to shift in my perspective, maybe I think that control is somewhere in me only. Maybe maybe finding some, I will not say finding some, but yeah, I mean,
Sandeep ji, you will have to speak a little
no,
louder.
yeah.
I'm not able to
Okay,
hear you,
yeah.
sorry.
So yeah, finding that, I think that sense of that control is within me, I think so, maybe. But how do I get is what I am trying to discover. So maybe I need to look at different ways of understanding myself, So maybe yeah, I think.
I hear a sense of control which you would like to have, and I hear to look at a different way of understanding your need.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need to work on that.
Tell me more about different way of understanding your need.
Yeah, I mean, I so this would be like, maybe I need to, maybe I can, I'll not say analyze, maybe I need to maybe reflect after reading a book, as to what is it giving me. So I may not be able to always understand that, or maybe yeah, what is generating that curiosity or satisfaction on me? What is driving me, maybe? I think, yeah, I think exploring that, what is driving me is a better, best word, yeah. towards each content, you know. So I think once I am able to understand that, I think part of it might get resolved. Maybe, you know, what is it? It is just pure curiosity. Is it, yeah.
So what needs your attention to get having a healthy mix?
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the so spending some time. I think as to what is driving me to read a particular content, I think that is that will be the reflection on that will help me.
I hear a very beautiful word of reflection.
Yeah, reflection, and you know, getting in touch with self, I'll say, you know, I mean, what sort of satisfaction I get. Yes.
Okay. What is becoming clearer now?
What is becoming clearer is that perhaps there are a lot of drivers, you know, maybe beyond curiosity. I mean, curiosity is definitely there, and you know, and many other things are there, you know, which might be driving me. Maybe my own skills, you know, of thinking and reflecting, which I enjoy. Yeah, I think there's a lot to be discovered also, you know, that is becoming clearer.
Okay. Okay, I hear lots of drivers which are beyond curiosity, and which certainly it seems you will start thinking and reflecting and identifying. You will identify. Okay. So, Sandeepji, what are your discovery about yourself?
I think the discovery is that too many drivers, you know, I mean, too many drivers, I mean, maybe it's trying to satisfy this reading. I'm trying to satisfy a lot of needs maybe through this reading, many more than even I might have thought of.
Okay. I hear that there are many drivers you have, and I also hear that you will try and identify which will satisfy your need to read books and complete.
Yeah.
Okay. What new action would now be useful to take?
Yeah, I think I will not say systematically, but yeah, try to reflect on, you know, do a little deeper thinking, you know, on the different contents that, you know, I'm enjoying, and maybe keep some notes on when I shift my attention, you know. Yeah. So I think that will, yeah. So I think it'll be beyond being mindful. I mean, mindful is when you become aware of your, you know, drivers, but I mean, being aware of there is a urge going on, but I think it's beyond that, yeah. Little beyond that.
Okay. That's really a good action to begin with. What resources do you need to take them?
My thinking, time, a notebook.
All right.
That's not for you, Poonam. You don't have to read what's written on the chat box. You continue your coaching.
Yes, Deepji. I hear that you will have a lot of thinking. You will give time for yourself along with a notebook.
Sorry. Can you just repeat?
So I ask, what resources do you need to take them?
Yeah, I think I mentioned.
Yeah, so I just, was trying to repeat what you have said.
Yeah, so time.
Time, yeah.
Time to reflect.
Yes.
Pen. A notebook. Yeah.
Who can help you?
I think it's a self-reflective practice.
How can I help you?
How can you help me? I think once that list is ready, then we can have a session, maybe, after some time of reading.
Sure. How will you be accountable for these actions which we have discussed?
Sorry?
How will you be accountable to these
yeah.
actions which we have discussed?
So I think the trigger is going to be that whenever I have a sense of discontent, I think that will drive that, that adult remind me. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else would you like to discuss?
That's all. Thank you.
Are you okay to close the session?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a
you.
great day.
Thank you, Poonam.